Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another week of Vent Man Radio. It's Anthony V, the Vent Man, returning to the airwaves once again, or the internet wave. And it's not the most pleasant of weeks out there. A lot of snow on the ground. There's a lot of slipping and sliding going on. I will actually be going to assist such people in need doing emergency duty tonight. That should be a lot of fun. An overnight shift, as it were. But when people are in need, sometimes you have to step up and help them. And that's kind of the theme this week for our show. We're going to have two wonderful ladies on shortly tonight, Giselle and Nina. They are going to talk about their project, known as the GNN Project. They hail from the Bronx, just like me, so I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about with regards to that. As well as the things that they do, and we'll talk a little about what motivates them to keep going and how they motivate people. And we're going to have a similar show on Wednesday. We are going to be talking to Lindsay Sherwin, who also is in the same vein mentoring young children, children in general, I should say. She is a sort of an entrepreneur. She's a model and actress, and she's taking one thing and sort of using that experience to help her motivate to help young children, to coach them, as it were. So we are waiting on Nina and Giselle, and hopefully they are just about to call in shortly. I invite them to do so, and I believe they may be on the line. So let us welcome our guests for this evening. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, ladies. Good to have you. Welcome to the Vent Man Show.
Thank you for having us.
Great. Now, and you two are just off of television. This is your media day. It's awesome.
Oh,
right?
Yes, it is. It's interview day today.
Yeah. So how did you enjoy that? Good. You were on BronxNet, correct?
Yes.
Channel
we
67.
Were.
Channel 67. Okay, and of course, as you get a link for that, if that gets archived, we'd definitely love to hear that. I didn't have a chance today, but I'll certainly listen when I get a chance. But
you know, it's playing all day today.
What's that, Giselle?
It's playing all day today, so you won't miss it, honey.
Yeah, me too. And I have like 15 hours to go myself. It's remarkable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we're all helping people in need this week. And it's a good thing. Now I want to talk about your organization. You founded the GNN Project, and maybe if you want to start by just telling us the mission statement, what you guys do, your goals with the GNN Project.
Okay. Right now, what we're doing is we're in the grassroots right now of this organization because we started at the end of October. We saw a need on women that have been exposed to domestic abuse and the kids that have been abused themselves. So we saw a need in the community. We both have been victim of domestic abuse, and we just wanted to turn this negative experience in our lives into something positive by helping others. We know how it is to be there and how to help to rebuild the strength within them. So we are working in the shelter system in the Bronx. And we go to the shelters. We do self-defense class. My partner, Lanina, which she is fabulous.
She does
the self-defense portion. She is a Golden Glove champion. She's a boxer.
Yeah,
she has two Golden Gloves. Yeah, she has two golden gloves and one silver. I do is actually talk with the kids, what she trains, what she does, the self-defense classes, mothers and the bigger kids. There's so many benefits under the self-defense classes, like
you get something to do.
And the bond, they bond. The moms
keep them busy,
mm-hmm.
keep them strong. You get something to do. It's amazing, man. And it's amazing
and
for
it,
us to
know,
be able to do that for them.
Right,
you know, for somebody to open the door and let us do.
It teaches discipline, too. Self-discipline,
yes.
would you say?
Yes, that's what I've said.
That is a good thing in itself. So really, Nina, you're taking sort of your past experience. You're taking one interesting idea and your experience as a Golden Gloves boxer, and you're connecting it to something very different, which is very creative and
well. You know
helpful.
What? It actually, since I went through that actually my abuse took me to the gym. You know, my abuse took me to get the Golden Gloves. So it works out so well for me to be able to help and give back and to be able to release myself in the bag and in the ring, you know, instead of doing something stupid, like, because when you're going through that, your brain don't work right. You know,
you don't
think right. You get hate. You get negative, you know, negative stuff. And you get, because you can do something that you might regret. But thank God that I didn't take that route. I decided to go strong, get strong. And by me doing that and being always in the gym and be training and training, other people saw me was like, you're listening to this girl. You know, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the reason I was doing, the reason I was there all the time. I was faithful to the gym because I was going through my own thing, trying to get strong and trying to defend myself at home because I didn't want nobody to know what I was going through.
Exactly.
Was that hard for you to sort of, for either one of you, was it hard to sort of keep it within, or did you try to bring it out to your friends and family, or did you keep it more within?
I kept it in out of fear. I was going through so much myself. Nena, she was she experienced the physical abuse.
I got the
mental, the emotional, and it was that lingers still in me. I lost over a year, so it lingers in me, and it's just like. It was hard. I kept it in. I tried to work this out because I don't know why is it that us women, we always think we could fix it. No, we can't. We can only fix ourselves. That's it. We would go, maybe if I keep quiet.
If somebody ain't treating you right, he ain't treating you right no matter what, you know? And if they hit you and they hit you, I don't know why I took it. I took it because I love them. Love makes you do a lot of stupid things.
That's really what it is.
I covered him. Because I felt like he was, you know, he was not just a bad man. He didn't just beat me. He also was a good man. You know what I'm saying? He gave me, you know, love and all that stuff. But when he used to get mad and explode, he had no control, you know? And
You saw both ends of the spectrum then.
You
saw both ends of him. Yeah. It's a hard thing.
I definitely did.
So when I wanted to do, I'm sorry, Nena, to cut you off. When I wanted to do this, and I, you know, I can't fight, but Nena does. And I know Nena since the 90s, so I was like, you know what? I want to do self-defense class. And thanks to Facebook and a Throwback Thursday video that she put in on her boxing, I reached out to Nena. I said, Nena, I want to do this. And she told me, yes, I'm in. I wanted to do this. And I'm like, okay, great. As soon as I got on the phone with Nena, I Googled. I love Google.
Just let me get in for a second, ladies. We do have a caller on the line. I'm going to ask him or her to just stay put for a couple of more minutes. I want to ask Giselle and Nina a few more questions, and then we'll bring our caller in. And I'm glad we have a caller.
Okay.
What was the first thing that kind of connected you? I guess the basis of what you do is working in the shelters.
Yes.
Well, the battered coming right there called me real fast, something I know I wanted to do.
The reason why I chose the shelter, because I think that's where you were going, is because a lot of us, when we are going through abuse,
we keep quiet. We don't say. We don't speak. Now, the women already in the shelter, it's already out there. So why not helping them and help the kids that have witnessed this kind of abuse? Some kids seeing their mother being hurt, they don't know how to channel that, and they have to get the anger somehow, and they go to the schools and become the bullies, and then it comes a cycle. So
right.
We are targeting the women that are already in the shelters, that are already exposed, that have no fear, and helping them restore their strength that they somehow forgotten along the way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now, what about the children? Is that a little harder to work with? Because it's, I mean, I know sometimes,
you know,
when I'm helping out a child, it's very tough.
It is tough, you know, because unfortunately, me and Nena, we do not have, you know, the degrees and everything, you know, that legal thing and politics. Every time we go to the shelter, we go when there is a social worker there. We work when there is somebody there. That's the way we chose liability, unfortunately. And just when I work with them, per se, because she works with the bigger kids and the mother, and they love it. They love what Nena does. They identify with the boxing. But I go with the little kids, and I go simple stuff that are so important. Like, how can you ask for help if there's a phone that is locked, like a cell phone that is like my cell phone, for example, it's locked all the time. My son is a special needs child, and he could call 911 from a phone that is locked. You know where he lives, his address, my mom's name, the full name. Some of these kids don't know that. And it's just basic stuff.
Right.
Sometimes, like last Saturday, we picked them.
You gotta remind them sometimes, you know?
Yes.
Some of the things they forget to just remind them. What we do is basic things. Just, I guess, remind the people sometimes that family go first. That's one of the things that we want to do, too. Because no matter what, if you've been abused, take your kid out. Your kid shouldn't be going through that. Like, you know, be a mother first. Take care of yours. If we're trying to bring back that mother thing that you're supposed to be, you know, be a mother first before you be a woman. Take care of your business. You know what I'm saying? And be sure, don't allow nobody to abuse you or your child. You know, nobody should be hitting you or your child. You know, everybody's letting everybody do whatever they want to do with them, and it's ridiculous. You know, and there's a lot of smart women. There's a lot of women that are strong, but they just need to be reminded of how strong they are. Because the moment you be weak, the world will make you weak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the way they
and
want things supposed to be,
and sometimes,
you know?
Just having the voice, the extra voice is just helpful. Sometimes you need a confident voice to push you along.
Yes, especially when we go in and we've been there, so they could identify with us.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your personal experience certainly, no matter how bad it was,
this
it certainly helps
definitely.
You translate to their experience.
Yes, correct.
It definitely is what's going to build this up. Our experiences and I guess, you know, sometimes you got to change yourself. You got to not want to be with that man that hits you. You have to get out. You yourself, you go first. You know, we got to remind, forget about he don't go first or they don't go first or she. No, you go first. And your kids, especially if you have kids, you know. Everybody didn't even get behind. What's going on? This is why they're taking our trust. This is why a lot of things are happening.
Sure.
You got to pay more attention to the children. When they say, okay, they're 21, 18, okay, it's but when they're little, come on now. If your child is 6 years old, he should not be outside by himself playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are things that these us women, we got to wake up.
Yeah.
This
I agree. I know. Well, let's
you know?
Do this. Let's bring in our, I agree, Nina, I agree. Let's, it is certainly, you know, an emotional topic, but
it's real. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's quite all right. It's quite all right. It's certainly important. So let's bring in our caller. And caller, you're on the air with us. Hello?
Caller.
Yes. Hi. Would you like to speak to Giselle and Nina? Okay. This person is not answering. We'll leave him. Or, it sounded like a woman, correct? Okay. Well, we'll leave her up here in case she decides. Yes, hi. Okay, I don't think she's understanding. Okay.
Hello, hola, hola. You speak Spanish over here.
we speak Spanish.
Okay.
Right.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. Okay, she's not. I don't think the person's answering. We'll just put her we'll put her on hold for a minute. We'll try again. But let me ask you also now. Obviously, the self defense component is very important in what you do, Nina. Giselle, do you have sort of a specialty, or do you bring anything to the table with this?
The thing is with the kids, teaching the kids. Also, when the women get the vouchers, help them get apartment,
right.
Do the resume, build the resume, help them get on their feet, help them get a job,
right.
Help them get that feel that they are self-sufficient. You understand? That
right.
One bad experience cannot determine. So we call each other Pinky and the Brain. I don't know if you remember those cartoons. But I'm
heck
the brain,
yeah.
She's the muscle. So
yes.
Together, we are four.
She thinks about everything. And then I'll be like, oh, it sounds good. You know?
Yeah, because I don't do
I
nothing
like
without talking to Nina first. Because, you know, we're in this together as one.
Mm-hmm.
Better to
yep.
be Pinky in the Brain than to be Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
So.
That's right, Dottie. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Pinky Brain. She said a pinky is too skinny. You hear this?
Listen. You know what? I thought the same thing, but you know, her head is a little big, but anyway.
Okay.
I said,
now,
Pinky needs to
Giselle,
gain weight. I said, we got to put Pinky a little bigger.
Oh, okay. You should put that in the logo. That would be funny.
That's a little big,
Giselle,
big, yeah, big, big, big.
You had a little background yourself. You were an entrepreneur at one time. You did a little bit of
yes.
business in the Bronx. Okay, so
yes.
What did you do when you were working in the Bronx or when you were a business owner?
Before I started working with Con Edison, I was
okay.
working. I had my own insurance place. I was an insurance broker. I had my location on Wilshire and Castle Hill. It was actually
okay.
insurance, driving school, real estate, and travel agency as well.
Okay.
Doing that from 2001 all the way to 2009 when I started working with Connecticut in 2005. So I started
okay.
part-time. Then I needed insurance. I have a child that I needed insurance. You know, that costs a lot of money when you are, you know, an entrepreneur, when you do it on your own. So I went full time in Connecticut, and unfortunately, I couldn't.
Okay.
Much with me, if they had an accident, I would go in there. So, you know, the kind of the business started going home because I wasn't there. I wasn't there for a month, and I was spending money in my office, like internet, a lot of money in that program to see what goes in and out, monitor it from the outside. So before
right.
the business actually went more down, my premium, it was over $1 million in premium and insurance. So I was losing money. I was seeing myself getting out of my paycheck to cover some of the expenses. So I sold
right.
my business to Roadway. They are on Castle Hill. And,
right.
and that was it. So this organization, I'm treating it as a business. I don't know anything about a nonprofit mm-hmm. organization. I'm learning along the way. I'm treating
that's
it
good.
As a business. I already have my whole year calendar. I'm almost finished with my 5-year plan of what I want.
Right.
One of the events
yeah.
that we
yes,
have.
This is a brain.
One of the events that we have is actually February the 7th on Side Street on 1332 Blondell, which is in Westchester Square vicinity. We have a super mic event, which anybody could come and talent the show. We have spoken word and MC artist Nini Ali coming. We have Legends
oh.
of Hip Hop coming as well. We have El Salcedo. He's going to do some singers. And, of course, my Pinky, she's going to do comedy sketch. So anybody
oh,
that has a talent...
Too?
Sure,
yes,
baby. Open mic.
Oh,
you have one.
Have
if you have what it takes, go.
Oh,
you
want to
come on down too?
You see what it is? Yeah, because you
mm-hmm.
see, up until this point, we have been funding everything. And to be honest, you know, when you are a mother as we are, and you live, you know, in a budget, I have big kids and I have to pay school. That the well ran dry, honey. And right now, this is our first fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it's $20,
mm-hmm.
but that $20 includes food, soft drink.
Right.
There's going to be a cash bar, and it's going to include a show. So it's from 8
to
12:30. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to dance. We're going to have fun. And it's
well,
spread awareness. Some
I
of
will
the...
definitely post that. I will post that
yes,
for you.
Please.
Yes,
please. Again.
Okay, and yeah, it's certainly a worthwhile event. I'll also post your link, of course, just to remind everyone, if you want to look at this, the link is www.g. and, the word and, n dot g and n project dot org, correct?
G, correct?
Yes. Yeah, GNN project dot org. Okay.
And then you know what we have that you might like? Okay. On March 21st, we have a boxing night event. We're going to have 10 sanction fights. So we're aiming for March 21st. That's what we're going
to
have it.
Nice.
The location is still hasn't happened. Now, this fundraiser, please, I really need people to come out for the open mic. We need boxing gloves for these kids. We need masks. She wants to get the body suit.
Yeah, I want to get the whole workout. You know, the whole workout. As if they went to the gym, I'm going to do it right there. I'm going to bring it to you,
right.
You know?
Okay.
Here's
what we'll try now. We're going to try once again to bring in our caller. I believe we may know who this is, so I'm going to click. Is this Marisol?
Yes, but I didn't call earlier. This is my first time calling in.
Oh, that's Marisol.
Hi. I was online when you guys were trying to get the caller. She was speaking Spanish, but this is my first time chiming in.
Okay.
Hi, Mommy.
Well, welcome.
Hi, darling.
Welcome. I just want to tell you ladies how proud I am of everything you're doing. I read your posting online and it touched me to heart because I am a survivor. I'm a survivor, more emotional than physical. But I am proud to say it. I'm proud to say it because every little thing, every experience that I lived made me the strong individual that I am now and the strong mother that refuses to go through that again, especially because I want to be an example for my little one.
Yeah.
My hairs are standing up just thinking about all the great things you're doing for the children primarily, because you're breaking the cycle, and that's what this is about. Telling these ladies and teaching them that it's okay that they went through that, because they will get past it, and they will get past
that's
it
right.
with the love.
And you don't need him, and you can be okay
by
yourself.
And I want to read a little something that I found online here for whoever's listening. And it's a quote by someone named Bell Hooks,
okay?
All too often, women believe it is a sign of commitment and expression of love to endure unkindness or cruelty, to forgive and forget. In actuality, when we love rightly, we know that the healthy, loving response to cruelty and abuse is putting ourselves out of harm's way. And that's what this is about, doing everything possible to remove yourself from that circumstance. You know, people, many of these people don't have hope. They have nowhere to turn.
Fear is the enemy.
It's a huge factor.
Fear,
what the family say, you know, you feel you failed somewhere. Of course, you blame yourself. But when you're in it, it's really difficult to see the light. It's once you start working with it, like you were saying, Nina, you got to start working within yourself. Working within yourself, you start to see stuff from the exterior looking in, like a light shining in. And only then, and it doesn't happen overnight, and everybody's different. You know, it'll take years for some. For me, it's still a process. I still, you know, it's like I said, it's like alcoholism. Every day you wake up, you're facing it. And different things, different events will trigger certain memories.
Yep.
And it's at that point that it becomes your daily battle.
Your daily battle.
But you're not. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Yes.
You know?
That's right. Because one in every four women, experience domestic abuse of some kind, and
that
is alarming.
That is a huge statistic.
And that's so sad. Because
that hurts. And it hurts for people like us. For people like us, we take it personal because we've experienced it and we know what they're living.
Yeah.
But think about it. Every night you go to sleep knowing that you're out there helping someone.
You don't
think of it because you're doing everything de corazón, you know what I mean? Little word that you put out there, every conversation, every moment you spend teaching these children self-defense, not only that person individually, but the people that are watching you, observing you from the exterior, the experiences that you're sharing online, talking at work, during your comedy shows. Think about it. Think about the audience you have right now, the people who are listening to us right now. It goes way beyond. My hairs are just standing up. I hear the
Hallelujah.
You know, seriously, you go, it's huge. You guys started something big, you know, and God will bless you for it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Right. God will absolutely bless you.
This is how big things begin.
No,
exactly.
Let me tell you something. It's
it all
amazing.
Starts with an idea. An idea is what it takes.
And the people would have the shelter. And you see the kids looking out the window. Oh, Nana, Jesus is here. And they wait for us.
That melts my heart.
Let me tell you something. At the beginning, to be quite honest, we went door to door knocking, okay?
Yes,
we knocked. Now they come to us. Now we don't even have to knock.
What they got to say, we there, and they come
once.
Down.
Like this Saturday, like there was a lady that had an incident in the shelter with another lady. She wanted to put the gloves. She wanted to fight. She wanted to talk to somebody, and we was there to listen. And that's the reason why on my GNN project.org, there is a block where people could log in anonymously, and they could post. Interact and good comments. If you're going through any kind of abuse and you don't want to speak to nobody, listen, let it out. Go online.
Yeah. Somebody got to know. You have to try to get help. You can't keep it to yourself.
Maybe we could help you if you, right now I'm looking into ways to see if you need to get out, get your rights. I'm going to be posting that. Just that I've been working. But I'm
now,
posting
Giselle,
your rights.
Is that on the blog portion of the site?
It's actually, if you go into there's a blog that says, I didn't put it as collection, I put it in public, I forgot why I put the link.
Public
Honey,
forum.
I become a website builder now. You'll find a way. So it's in there, there's like a variety of link, and there's a link when it has statistic, when it has the rights, that's how I have to put the rights, like rights, what go in case if you need any help. It's just about helping, and if you need to vent, if you need to talk, and you don't know what to do, you're not alone. With
you know what?
The resources you're talking about.
Let it out. You don't have to nothing. Your story could help somebody else that is going through it. If you went through it, tell me how you got over it. What were your steps? If you're in it, what are you doing to get out?
Why are you doing that? You know? You go first.
Right.
So many things, you know. Sometimes
making the first step
advice.
Is the hardest thing. It's taking that first step. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Once
you
make that first step,
it is the hardest thing.
Then you progress from there. But it's that very first step.
It is the hardest thing because I left my husband loving him, and I don't know why it is that I love him, but I love him. To tell him, this is my wife. Come on, and let's go to California. He never. One day he went to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. There was no more kisses. There was no more nothing for months. So when he left, I had my girlfriend there, and I was like, okay. We went to the U-Haul, pack and roll. When he came in for work at 3 o'clock, I was gone. You hear me? I was gone. When I picked up my son from school, he came to a new apartment that he didn't know I got. I prepared myself because I said, that's enough. When you have a three-year-old telling his father, don't speak to my mommy this way, that's my mommy, no way. That was time for me to go. When I saw my older son, my king, which I have a bat, like, what's going on, mommy? It was time for me to go.
Yeah,
that's
a good thing.
It was. He did not say he put a hand on me. He tried to do one time, and that was what broke the thing because he went to me, and unfortunately, it fell on my son. And I had to, I got him arrested. I had to go to the emergency room, and my son was hurt. And he was old, and not because he was trying to defend his mother. You understand? So I was like, this is not right. And you know what? What gets me upset, and that's about a lot of people that are going to domestic violence, I'm the one that was sick. My kid went. My big saw that and wanted to defend his mother. And he's 16. He's
dangerous to everybody. Hate builds hate. You got to get that out your house. If you want.
The whole year that it was recorded for, he started supervising. He was the more supervised visit. But in the meantime, I have ATS in my house. every 2 weeks, a whole year. They will go to my son's school, even big son's school. You know what? They're not thinking of domestic abuse. They're thinking of protecting the kids. Think a person that is being victimized is being victimized again by the system. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
You know, the crack somehow in the law, there is a crack because you're not allowing the people to say, I'm being a victim. You're not allowing this. You're not allowing people to come out and say, this is what's going on. I need help. And they don't help you. And when I wanted to take my to get some therapy, some help, I couldn't get it. You know why? Because supposedly I make too much. Well, paycheck tells me different. But Uncle Sam tells me different. And it is just wrong. Like, somebody got to do something. And we're doing the little
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you, Giselle, do you also, is it primarily in the Bronx that you work, or do you work also in other areas like Westchester, or is it primarily the Bronx?
Right now, also in my website, people that want to help and want to join the GN in Vergara, they could join through us. Now, in order
okay.
for me to do that, they're going to do, I have somebody thank God to this experience. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, all positive. The ACS,
yeah.
the people that took me, they will do background checks. So
okay.
in order for the people that want to help, they could volunteer for the information, but understand that because of liability and you go on the GNN project, we have to make sure that we're not getting a volunteer that is a pedophile. So everybody's going to have a criminal background
right.
check. Because this is
oh,
something
absolutely.
Very delicate. So I
yeah.
post it on, it's on my website. If you have any expertise, whether you're a counselor, we went
yeah.
to a teenager, we went to a teen presentation, and I have a lady that she so want to work with us. She is an abuse counselor. We're going to get into that later on. Right now, our main goal is to target abuse in its entirety. Yeah, but right now it's only me and Nana. We do it on the
mm-hmm.
weekends because we both work, you know, and we both have a family to take care of. So we'll do it on the weekend. Hopefully, more people want to join and they don't mind getting a background check. And we can be here. But right now it's just me and La Nana.
Right.
And that's fine. But I cannot just take anybody with me to the shelter because it's a liability.
Right.
Everything is a liability.
Right.
Listen, to be honest, when I did this, I went as Nana and Giselle. That's it. But because they want to know what's your organization, we're in the grassroots. So right now is that we're getting established as an organization.
We have to be.
Of the red tape, we had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot just help, like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah. You can't just volunteer.
Right.
That's what we was doing, volunteering and a thing. And we both had something,
right.
you know.
And we're doing it for that. I mean, we were.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's just about helping. And to help others, and this is what we're going to do now for the community coming up. During the summer, there's going to be free classes. But right now, our location, we're going to do self-defense classes. I have a U.S. Marshal
right.
and a vet that is going to do self-defense classes with weapons. If somebody comes to
wow.
you with a weapon, how do you target that? And then of course they're going to be there.
Lined up.
And then
that's
and
certain.
Then also
yeah.
we have we're going to, I'm trying to get somebody with OT. I don't know if I have a kid with special needs, so he takes OT. So right now I'm trying to see if it's OT. She says she will be willing to have a class, a self-defense class for kids with autism. With kids with special needs, because
right
now there's a lot of autistic kids right now that things are going on to them and they can't even defend themselves because they don't know any better. So we are their voices. We're the adults. So as adults, this is what we want to do. This is our
excellent.
Goal, you know. But
it's very
different
good.
That
and I think certainly people will follow in the future. I mean, it's a good if you set a good example. I mean, you'll certainly get
that's
other people
goal.
Even to create similar organizations that you can bundle with in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
it's all about helping. I was part of an organization, and you know what? It's all about helping. We are here to help the community. It's not about La Nena or Giselle. No, it's about the community. There's the need for it. There's one in every four women. So only me and Anna can be everything. Hey, listen,
yeah.
I have a lady, Emma, and she is in the Sunshine State. I know she's listening. She's doing her part over there in the Sunshine State. I had the pleasure
excellent.
Of meeting her. Yeah, it's all about
you have to empower a woman. That's just really what it's about.
Let's restore the queens. The mother is the heart of the family, so let's restore them so our families will be stronger, so our society could be better.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And now, ladies, let me just get in for a second. We do have another caller here. Marisol, you're welcome to stay on as well. Let's bring
Thank
in.
You.
This is somebody calling from Long Island. And
hey.
Hello.
Don't you love when I surprise you?
Yes, I do. And now you're surprising lots of people.
Who are you?
Yes.
Oh, Anthony knows. Hey, it's Lisa.
It's Lisa.
Yeah, it's a different
Lisa.
Number, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't recognize this one. Well, welcome to the show, Lisa. Lisa has been on the show before. She's a very wonderful caller and a wonderful voice. And this is Giselle and Lenana. Am
hi,
I pronouncing
Lisa.
It right?
Hi, hi, daddy.
Yeah,
how are you,
Lisa?
I am good. All nice and snowed in.
Yes, we are. Yeah,
and as a Long Islander, you have nowhere to go.
Hey, I can walk I can walk around if I want to, okay? There's a 7-Eleven around here somewhere.
It's
you.
Probably
yeah.
empty by now, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's probably empty by now.
Oh, no, I'm sure they've had it.
The
shelves. Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about the shelves. I'm all good. I'm all good until
well,
tomorrow
you don't
when we
have to
go dig
overnight.
Ourselves out. Say it again?
Yeah. At least you have to work 12 hours.
Are you working
so Lisa,
12 hours
what do you think,
overnight?
I'm working.
Yeah, I got a ship
well,
coming up.
Even if I have to walk, I'm going to stay out first. We need you.
Oh,
we
wow.
need you out there.
What do you think of the concept, Lisa, the G&M project? Have you been listening?
I just actually, it was funny because I had just gone onto my Facebook page and I saw your notice for people to call in, and I was like, oh, okay. So I just literally like called in like 2 seconds ago when she was saying that they were starting up as a nonprofit and they had to be very careful about who they were taking in, as well as everything they were doing was good for the community. So I didn't hear the whole outline of what it is that they're doing, but anything that's good for the community is, you know, good.
Thank
and the
you.
Fact
Thank
that she's
you.
So cautious of making sure that the people that she brings into the circle, she's so cautious about making sure she brings in the right kind of people, not just like grabbing
right.
any old body and saying, okay, well,
quality
we'll just play
quantity
when you're
every day.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I say quality over quantity any day, especially
exactly.
when dealing with our youth, especially dealing with our youth.
Yeah. Have you looked at, Giselle, have you sort of sought out like professionals like that maybe you could, or even speakers and things that you could bring in periodically,
yes.
you know, in specialties and other
all
fields?
However, I went today to the Bronx Net when I had my interview today over there. I met with a customer. Which he's very interested. He was the first one to be interviewed, and he stood there just to listen to what our project was about. So I did some network over there. It was so wonderful because there was also a lady there being interviewed with him that she does resume. She works in the library doing a job fair, and she's going to help my at the shelter get a job and help him with resumes and everything. So he was put me in connection with the New York City domestic, like the overseas, all the shelters for domestic abuse in New York,
right.
and that is amazing. He told me he is going to connect me, funders, for speakers, for anything that I want, and that is amazing.
Yeah.
A little bit later down the line, I will do like a workshop or something, but as of
right
now, I just want to get my hands dirty. I want to get there. Like I still want to do the shelter because it's helping me. It's really helping me, and it's helping the kids. Eventually, when the weather breaks, maybe summertime, we'll do something, you know. But as of right now, we are not bringing any speakers because in the shelters, it has to be, you know, cleared.
Neither. We just started, too, you know.
No, the shelters. We cannot do a workshop in the shelters.
Because there's a lot of red tape.
Do they have Well, I'm not really familiar with the Bronx shelters. Do they have, like, facilities on hand that you could host things or computers, things like that, that you could at least
no, they don't.
Sort of try?
No, they don't. Let me tell you something. I was saving money to buy a laptop. I don't know if you saw the video that I posted on Christmas. I did a Thanksgiving dinner for the women in the shelter as a token of appreciation, and I spent all my money. And somebody was kind enough, because I was going trips to the library, honey. I was doing my work in the library, which thank God it looks like it's not too far from me. I was walking distance, but with my son, it was a little crazy. Somebody gave me a laptop. It was a wonderful, unexpected gift from a very dear friend of ours. And now with this laptop, now I could go to shelters and I could do the resumes with them there. I could do whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so basically that kind of got you started. So now you're able to do sort of the website and all the other good stuff. So that
I got my website now, baby. That's how I got my website.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got to check out that video. I love Giselle's videos because even if it's like just a simple minor subject, she always makes it so much fun.
Did you see those with the Barbie? That was my favorite.
Yeah,
I love
when
you talk about your son too.
Yes.
With the Barbie.
Okay, I got to look for that one.
But that was very heartfelt because I was even crying in that. It was a surprise, a shock to me. This guy, this dear friend of mine, has helped us all the way. I am so, so grateful for him in every way.
Yes,
I am so, so grateful. Like, he helps me every way. Like, he's been here in my house. We'll sit there because, I only have Saturday and Sunday. So every Sunday we'll be here all day brainstorming, doing the website. He's been great to us, and he's going to remain anonymous.
Okay. We just got a quick question from one of our listeners named Mark. I think we kind of answered this already. He says, do Giselle or Nina have any formal background with working with battered women or working in psychology fields? And
No.
Okay.
That's why every time the work, we make sure it's a social worker there and everything. Because you see, sometimes it's not what you say. Sometimes it's how you say it. We could only speak our experience.
From experience, exactly.
That's what we talk. Mm-hmm. We're talking our experience. And when they listen to us, when they want to talk to us, we are just an ear to listen. That's it.
Right.
We don't want to tell them, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. No. We can't because we don't have that capability. We're not counselors. We don't. There's two women that have experienced domestic abuse and that they're trying to change and
make an
impact in our lives and our kids' lives and give back and change.
I'm giving back what I learned.
That's all
better than that for me. That's a blessing to be able to teach something. Yeah. It's a blessing to me.
Let me ask you this now.
I wanted to add to what Giselle was just saying, that I think it's also very important to have professionals there because you may perceive something a certain way, but we're not experts in people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you may think that you're saying something a certain way, it may be perceived in a different way, and that person may behave differently, and that's where the liability factor comes in. They can get violent. They can have a breakdown.
It's not what you say, it's
how you trigger
say
a memory, a bad memory from the past. Anything can happen, and that's where that huge liability factor comes to play. And I think that's why it's so controlled as to who you can bring in and where and when.
That's right. I just have to make sure that I cover myself in every way. Not only myself, but I don't want to burn any bridges with the shelter because this is what we love to do. So for the holidays, we took a 2-week vacation, forced vacation, because we wanted to be there. But there's not going to be no social worker there. Therefore, we did go. Because we would not do it unless there's somebody there from the shelter that is, there.
You can't do it anyway. They don't allow it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't.
We got to protect themselves. So.
No, the listeners they know that they don't allow it.
Well, I guess the city is probably very strict on what they allow and don't allow at the
Actually, Anthony, the shelters that we're working with right now are privately owned. They're not with the city. We are doing background. We are doing a background check right now. We're waiting on that to start working
right.
with the New York City shelters. There's a lot of shelters
so
that are
crazy.
Not, that
they
belong,
they're regulated
by the city, but they're not owned by the city. You see, there's a difference.
So
we are waiting for the background checks for some. Now, once we get the background check done, to work within the New York City shelters and also with the group homes, because that is really what I want to go, because in order to break the cycle, you break it with the youth.
So
we're going to be working in some foster homes right here, some group homes, because they're teens from 11 to 13, and then the other one is from preteens and teens. So that goes all the way to 17. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we're waiting on them for the background checks and everything. So once we get the clearance on that, we're in, baby. And then we're going to be in all over New York City, honey. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, we're
going to
see that
enjoy
logo all over, right? Nice. And then I could say, I know Giselle and Nina.
From your mouth to the Lord is, girl.
I was there when they started out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you.
Your mouth to the Lord is.
After, let's say, at a point after the, you know, women are sort of, they've been in the system a while, they're ready to step out again, that you hope they've reached some level of stability, do you sort of, like, follow up with them afterward, too?
Not only do we,
see?
Yes.
Well, right now,
yes.
we actually,
have our family that moved out. And they moved out, they got their own apartment. We went to the houses and we ate with them. I mean, and we still keep in touch with them. We're creating a bond. You don't understand. We're becoming friends working with these women. We are becoming friends. And it's not, oh, you're in the shelter, you're out of the shelter, bye-bye, Felicia. No. We're not doing that. We keep in touch.
That's a good thing. I think that actually, for your perspective, it builds the network. It builds the network for you, actually. If they go on to, you know, moderate success, I mean, they could actually be potential future associates of yours, you know, helping you out.
Yes, because these are some strong women, you understand?
They give testimony to how they worked their issues. They were able to, you know, get back on their feet, and what better way than to be an example?
Like for Bronx there, one of them was willing to go, but she didn't speak of English, so she said she couldn't go. And another one needed to get clearance from the shelter in order for her to appear on TV, you know, because she's still in the shelter. That's the reason, because she wanted to input how we have impacted their lives. But one had a language barrier, and the other one didn't get clearance from the shelter. So that's why they didn't come along with us today.
Right. Okay.
But maybe in the future.
Well, in the future. If we ever do a follow-up, we'd certainly love to maybe talk to someone who has been
through
all this.
Yeah,
and speak about their experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this much is stressfully.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from a sort of a psychological standpoint, you know, for you, I mean, doing all this, I know, because like when I'm out there tonight, you know, doing the emergency work, you know, sometimes you run into very bad things out there, and obviously you've seen it too. Does it ever really take a toll on you, like when you're helping women, like when you've heard all day, you've heard a bunch of very bad things, and some of these women might not be as receptive at first? Does it really, like, take an effect on you personally, psychologically?
Not with the women in the shelter, but I have very close friend, a BFF. She's 25 years old. She was abused by the mother. She grew up in group homes, and she went through a lot. And it gets emotionally, she became a real put-together kind of girl. So it really does hit a toll on you when you hear other people talking, how this lady that this little girl, she started talking to me. My mother used to sell her for drugs at the age of 9. She was being abused, drugs. She used to sell her. for drugs at the age of 9. So this is just like, wow. It is so like, oh, my God, like I dare you. How can somebody that is supposed to protect you just abuse you or allow any abuse? And there's some women out there, I don't understand, that they don't check their kids' homework, but they're checking the man's cell phone. I mean, like, are you kidding me? Is it that good? Because, honey,
well,
I haven't said it yet.
I have to say, in society in general, a lot of people are becoming like that. They're just getting, they're drifting off into other things.
They're not caring.
Not focusing on the things that matter.
Nobody's giving The things that matter. That's what we all mess up.
But you see, priorities are different for everyone. But priorities are different for everyone. Your priorities might be different than my priorities. However, when you have a child, it's no longer about you. It's about that child and his well-being.
Take care of
you. You understand? Even my, it's not about you anymore. I understand that in order for everything to coexist, you first have to exist, but you're no longer number one. Your child becomes number one. Anything that hurts your child is number one. Now, you hurting your child when you hear a man telling you, be this or F this or this and that. You hurting your child because your child thinks, because now they look up to you, oh, it's okay for me to talk like that because my mommy is allowing it, and mommy is everything to a child.
Children learn by behavior.
Behavior
and observation.
Yes, so they're not going to learn by what you say. They're going to learn by your example. So now that kid is going to grow and say something. Now, it's just, it has to stop. So it just really has to stop somehow.
Okay, I think someone's rubbing either against the phone or breathe. Just be a little careful with that. Only
I think it's Nana. Nana's breathing too fast.
Nana.
She's cooking pork chops.
Not breathing in the phone.
Nana's
no,
quiet
she's
back
cooking.
I said, yeah, I'm always actually checking on my meat. It's fine.
She's cooking.
I'm talking over here.
I was in Long Island today because, you know, again, my car got towed.
Oh,
and I had to go all the way to Long Island to pick it up. I just got to my house at 6 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
So it's like, I haven't eaten yet, but I'm drinking some Colito right now. So, I mean, some.
I'm jealous. Nobody can eat Colito. Lisa, are you familiar with Colito?
Yep, still here.
Okay, yeah.
I'm so sorry, but that is the name of the Malone. It's really good.
It's actually the name of a rum. Beautiful.
It's the Malone. It's a Malone. It's really good
wine,
actually.
It's wine. It's not rum. I don't drink rum. I drink wine.
That's wine. Oh,
yeah, it is.
Rum.
I'm Merlot. No, it's a Merlot. It's a Merlot.
I'm going to inbox you a picture of it. it's good. It really is. There's several variations of it, too. That's what's even
we should
funnier.
Bring, we got to bring that to the next Bronx Circle picnic, right? We'll bring some Colito.
We'll bring it up. What is
it?
Sure. Open mic night. That's what we'll do.
I can. They're going to have a cash bar because they gave it to me for such a good price that we have that location. But only condition was that hold the bar. And I'm okay with that. With the $20 that people are doing, you guys are going to taste our food because we're going to be cooking lots of cooking. And just to mention over here, now that we're talking about food, we'll make some good pateles.
Do you need help?
Make some good pateles, Anthony, you know?
I'm your woman for pasteles, baby. Nobody can say on that.
It's so good.
It's Marisol?
It's Marisol that makes it. I don't know how to make it. You need to speak to her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to consult with Marisol on that because I was taught to make it. I did pretty well, I was told, anyway. So we may have to compare.
No, she does good.
I started in September, and I made them all the way through January.
Yes, but Lisa,
and I don't make them
in
freezer. Everything's fresh. Everything's fresh. You make them to order. You tell me you want them, and I'm going to make them, you know, in the next 48 hours. I don't freeze it.
I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to write you right after
Anthony,
this before
if you want to do a cook-off with Marisol, hold it till June 27th on Pelham Park, where we're going to have the GNS Project cook-off. And that is June 27th. I'm looking at my calendar. So on June 27th, we will have a cook-off. So if you want to see who got the best ribs or who got the best
steak, oh my gosh, that's funny.
Take it out to Perla Parkway, 27.
Lisa, you're going to have to get in on this too.
I'm not a cook.
See with Marisol. I
cook nothing. I'm not a cook.
Marisol,
I'm the guy.
Good.
I'm the cook.
I was just asking you with the event coming up, if you know, if you need help cooking, because I could make you the moro or the empanadillas or whatever.
Oh,
you know, right now I'm not working, so I have all the time
well,
in the world to make it.
Because I'm having a March 13th party. I may have to hire you out or something for some additional cooked goods.
I hope you
will. She cooks good. No, not for nothing. Not because we're in the very long time. Because, you know, you've been in my house. And I'm telling you, she cooks good.
My
I know.
Hobby,
I met Marisol.
My hobby works with Giselle. He could tell you.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. No, we met at the Bronx Circle picnic. I tried some of your food. I think you might have tried my chili. I'm not sure.
Yes, I did. But, I did.
Yeah, it wasn't 100% that day, but I thought I did pretty good. It was a little extra hot. But
again, take it to the Pelham Parkway, June 27th, on the cook-off, the GNM Project. Take it there. We're going to see who's best.
No, we got a few minutes left. Let me just say kind of in general here. Giselle, I kind of met you through our friends at the Foxy Family. That's a little organization in the Bronx.
Yes,
and,
another great organization.
You know, yes, absolutely. They do some charity event. They do wonderful things, and they're just fun to hang out with. And it's like when I first met Giselle and Evelyn and everybody, it's like I had just moved up to White Plains, and I was just like, a couple of years in White Plains. And I'm like, I'm not going to the Bronx again. I'm just staying up here. I ain't doing anything, nothing. And then I started doing this, and I met everybody, and it's like I have like a renewed interest in going back to the Bronx and hanging out, doing things and seeing people happy. It's like a rebirth. I'm hanging out there more than when I did when I lived there.
Oh, man, but it's okay. When you go to bed in a nice, quiet place.
Oh, you're
that's
right.
Good.
I
that's
get a parking right. spot, too. That's right.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
that's
exactly
good.
What you see? Parking spot. That's even better.
But you know, where I live, you always find parking in my neighborhood, and it's so quiet. The birds still wake me up.
Actually, I won't give it away, but you're in a good neighborhood. I'm sure Nina and Marisol are too. Lisa is definitely in a good neighborhood in Long Island. And you ladies are all mothers, and you're all good mothers, I know. I see Giselle's photos and certainly seen Lisa's photos as well. You certainly all care about your kids, and Nina as well.
What photos? You don't see any photos of my kid on there. What are you talking about?
All right, I see just photos of you, but I trust that you're a good mom.
You see selfies of me. That's all you
ever
see.
You know,
there's
abuse
of
men too, Lisa. Men are being abused too. Anthony, are you being abused?
You know, I was going to talk about it. Yes, I was, and we're going to save it for a future show. Lisa knows the whole story, but you know what? I'll just say in summary, as tough as things got for me, it was kind of like with the genders reversed, but I never resorted to violence, and I'm grateful for that.
No, because
that's a beautiful thing. Because you was raised by a queen. That's why you knew better.
Right.
And that's good. You knew
better. You ladies are all queens, and I'm grateful. We got a few minutes left. I'm grateful we had this talk, and I hope we can have you on in the future, even if you want to talk about other things. And I may be talking to Marisol about a future food business. But,
That's right. You better. She could quit.
I'll hook you up.
And don't forget, on the 7th, open mic event. If you have a talent, Lisa, come from Long Island, girl. You're going to love it. So on
it
the
does.
7th,
if
open
you,
mic
you
event.
You know, I heard you say you're going to be cooking for that day. Let me know if you need my help with something.
Sir, you know I'm calling you.
Okay.
You know I'm calling you.
So just let me know.
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Because we're doing something there. And I Mike over here.
Okay. All right.
I'm
ladies,
writing poems already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to close it out now. I'm going to tell everyone out there www.gnnproject.org and to look for Giselle and Lonina on Facebook. I will provide links. And I think this was an awesome show. We had a lot of fun today, and we talked about serious stuff. So I want to thank everyone tonight. And,
thank you guys for having me on.
And we will talk soon. Thank you, ladies.
All right. God bless you all. Be safe tonight.
You too.
All right, baby.
Be safe
tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
your head.